الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله، فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما اعتمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, we're making muzakara to remind myself first of all and all of us that why Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَذَكِّرْ, remind one another. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَوُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A reminder is extremely beneficial, because we see in our dunya matters also, simple things we forget. The wife tells you that buy a loaf of bread, you go do your little chores, you come back, she asks you, where's the bread? Oh, I forgot, why didn't you phone me and remind me? Today we are so dependent on this, not even a cell phone, this hell phone, that everything, every step we expect somebody must ring us and remind us. Whereas we see our elders of before, they led their life according to how they were reminded by the ulama-i kiram, the pious scholars of before, and accordingly they led their life. So when they got up in the morning, the first thing they made tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, and then they made their fajr salah, and then they went to do their work, and then they were in time for Zohar, etc. So in this way they led their life. They were simple people. They were not educated people. They didn't have degrees and all big titles, etc. But we all say that those days were the days of muhabbat. Those days were the days of love. Especially our elders that are still around, they will tell us, such were the elders, and we will learn that what type of small homes they had. Big families, but the barakat in that house. Why? Because one youngster, busy with his cell phone all the time, the old man is looking at him. So he says, old man, I'm surprised that you don't have a cell phone. How you live without the cell phone? And as I've mentioned, if we don't know how to use it, and most of us, myself also, we don't know really how to use it. So it's not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. And it's causing hell in the ummah. So this old man beautifully answered this youngster, that my boy, I don't see you at the Qur'an-i Kareem. How you manage to lead your life without Qur'an Sharif? So when we don't lose our direction and we don't know why we have come in this world and we don't remind one another, then we will get totally lost. Like in this world, you don't remind one another. If you are in a journey and you forget to take one turn, and the person in the passenger seat realizes and he doesn't remind you, then you'll get lost. And after you lost, then he says, I forgot to tell you, we're supposed to take that turn. So you say, what kind of a person? So in dunya, sir, we get so lost just without being reminded. Then in matters of deen today, we can see what is the condition of the ummah. And we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His special chosen servants, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, then those that followed in His footsteps, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of all, those that sat at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they became the greatest personalities that Allah says, Rijal, these are men. Why? They came to in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with that sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were reminded that Allah has sent us here not to live like animals, just pass our life. Life is passing inevitably. Life is going to pass whether we like it or not. We don't have to save a life, we don't have to pass our life, we have to make a life. Today we are all talking about saving a life, but you save a life, and our life is like shaitan, he's got the longest life, but causing evil and corruption and fasad. What's the value of saving that life? We have to make our lives. When Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam realized and was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now your people are not going to take heed. You are reminding them so much, you are telling them so much, but they're not going to take heed. Then only he made dua and he taught us that what is the value of life? The value of life is when we know who gave us life. Our life has been given to us only by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it is only in the control of Allah. Nobody can control our life, not ourselves also. And no doctor, no scientist, nobody can control our life. It is only in the control of Allah. And our lives will only be valuable when we realize who gave us life. And for who we are loving, and why Allah has sent us in the short life, this temporary world, to our eternal destination. That here we are in a transit lounge, and we must realize why we are in a transit lounge. What we have to be doing. Not like today, how shaitan has created all types of attractions to make us totally unmindful. That even the airports are like small shopping centers, malls, or like small cities, and people even forget, they get so involved in shopping that they miss their flights also. So we shouldn't get so overtaken with the attraction of this world, and we don't realize why we came here. So shaitan has put these attractions, and we are too worried that we must save one another's life. But we are not worried that we must inform one another that why Allah gave us life and how to make our life valuable, that we get a real life. And that is the real life, akhirat, which is not a dream, it's a total reality. And if we don't remind one another and we get overtaken by the artificial attractions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتَجَنَّبُ الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. That those people who don't want to take heed, they say, it's my life, nobody should tell me what I must do, I can go where I want to, I can spend my money how I want to. Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That such people, destruction upon them, that their hearts have become hard-hardened, and they don't even know who gave them their life. They say, it's my life. It's not my life. كيف تكفرون بالله. How can you be so ungrateful to even make a statement like that, that it is my life? Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. Just think, a few days before you came in the world, who even knew about you? هَلْ أَتَالَ الْإِنسَانِ هِنُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, and this is the surah we are, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read on the day of Jummah in the second rakat of Fajr. Every week Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mostly used to read it to remind us that why you came in the world. Once upon a time you are not existing. Inna khalaqna al-insan. Allah openly declares and rightfully, only Allah who is our Khaliq, our Malik, our Khallaqi Azim, the great mighty creator whose creation Allah, whatever He creates, is full of wisdom, is full of complete knowledge, is full of goodness. We can't understand with our small, limited minds. All our knowledge put together, the whole world's knowledge put together. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, and after their journey, they were coming back on a boat, and one bird came to sit on that boat. And that bird, with its small beak, just took a sip of water. And we can imagine what that small beak, how much water could that bird pick up from the ocean. Then Khazir alayhi salatu wasalam told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that my and your knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is not even equivalent to how much that bird picked up with its beak. And not only Khazir alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole ummah's knowledge put together compared to the knowledge of Allah, you can't compare it. You can't compare the makhluk to the khaliq, to the creator. So whatever Allah has created is only full of wisdom, only full of goodness. And Allah Ta'ala who created us, only Allah knows what is good for us. And only Allah Ta'ala knows how our life will be beneficial for us. So that is why Allah sent the men of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, to remind us that I gave you life and I didn't give you life to come in the world to have problems, to have depression, to have stress, to have worries. I have sent you in this world to have peace, itminan, and build such a contact that you'll have everlasting peace forever and ever. Provided we take heed to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and then those that followed in their footsteps, and the chain carries on. Allah Ta'ala says, till when Allah wants to destroy the world, Allah Ta'ala will keep His pious servants to remind us continuously. And we should be going to them. But we see the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam went to the people, and like the pious servants, they go on their safar. Despite they are old, despite it is difficult for them, we think they are traveling from this country to that country. Not like the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَهُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Don't be overtaken like these people. You think they are going on business trips, and we also get elated. I'm also a VIP businessman. I'm traveling here to Germany and to France and to this country, and alone, like a free man. Nobody is watching me, but Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah is watching you? You think you're alone, my wife is not with me, so I can do what I want to, it's my life. Allah says, when you start thinking like that, then your heart becomes hard. You become a wretched person. You don't take reminders. And then you will leave this world in such a way, hatta, when Malakul Maut comes to you and tells you, bye. Made the announcement, you are in a transit lounge, your plane is ready, they are waiting for you. Malakul Maut is not going to be waiting for you, he's going to snatch us away. Here in this world you miss your flight, you'll have problems, but somehow you might be able to get another flight. When Malakul Maut, when it's time for us to move and we haven't realized, we haven't taken this reminders, we see the friends of Allah are so concerned of us, that they call us to these Mubarak gatherings to remind myself, to remind one another, that why Allah out of His kindness, out of His mercy, Allah gave us life. And such life as Ashraful Makhlukat, the best of all my creation. But that is not now a title, that is a stamp for you. You are Ashraful Makhlukat, now forever you remain Ashraful Makhlukat. Allah Ta'ala reminds us, if you don't take a reminder from the friends of Allah, and you don't realize who you are, then summa rajadnahu asfala safilin. We will lower you to the lowest of ebb. Worse than animals, ulaika kal an'am, qal hum adhal. You will be worse than animals, that you will even forget your direction. And then if you don't take heed, and you carry on this type of life, it's my life, I can do what I want to, and I will save my life, you can't save your life. The greatest kings of the world who thought they were very powerful, when Malakul Maut came to them, they were like meek people, and they were begging for respite. Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالْ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِي. When Malakul Maut will come, and it will be like a shock for you. If we didn't take heed, those that took heed from the reminders, and then they were waiting for Malakul Maut, then it was not a shock for them. They were waiting, when is my ticket going to come? But people like myself, that I'm not realizing, I must take heed. And my heart is becoming hard. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَتَجَنَّبُ وَالْأَشْقَى. Those that become wretched, they say, these gatherings are not for us. And today we are so overtaken with the social media and Shaitan's deception which he has brought in the world, with all we think scientifically we are progressing. But we have become sophisticated jahil. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was known as Ayyam al-Jahiliya, the days of ignorance, where there was no schools, universities, etc. Although those are places where you become more jahil, where you become more ignorant. Like our Shaykh says, that a person, he thinks that I'm acquiring a degree. He goes to the university, he goes to school. Now I must get my matric certificate. After matric certificate, I must go to university. And he thinks he's progressing, he's going ahead. But he didn't realize when he started school, in nursery they taught him ABC. When he finished his school and he got his first degree, now he became a BA, he's going backwards. And as he's progressing and he's getting more titles, he did all his theories, he even wrote his Darwin's theory of evolution. And he became a professor. Now he's got a PhD, he thinks I'm a professor. But if he haven't recognized Allah, then he's not a professor. Hazrat says, he's got a permanent head damage. That he didn't know I've gone backwards. So today with this Western world, we think we are progressing, but we are worse than the days of Jahiliyyah. We have become sophisticated fools, and we think that we are progressing. And we see today what used to take place in the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance, people unaware of Allah Ta'ala, people not concerned about the hukuk, the rights of one another, people not having respect for their parents, for their families, etc., burning their daughters alive, etc., today in a sophisticated way is taking place. In our homes, in our pockets today, forget in our homes. In the early days, one pious person visited a person's house and he saw a big screen there. He says, what is this? Why you got this Jahannam in this house, this TV in the early days? He says that my children like to go out and watch movies, so rather they stay at home and see it. So the pious person who Allah sends to remind us, he says, so you like that Jahannam must be in your house, your children must love seeing zina being committed in your own house, alcohol being drank on your own house, all this adverts that come in your own house, in front of your wife and children, and today we see the height of their hayai, mother, daughter, the daughter-in-law, all sitting together and watching a movie. If this is why Allah has sent us here, our hearts have become myself, and that is why we need this Islam, to soften this heart. And how this heart can get softened, Allah has sent the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given us life. Allah says, otherwise, if you don't take heed, ويتجنب الأسقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى. You'll be thrown when the real life starts. Now you'll be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. Just the thought of the fire of Jahannam will make our hair stand. And there Allah Ta'ala says, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. You say it was your life. Now you'll be living such a miserable life. You're in total misery. You won't be dead, you won't die, and you won't be alive. In this world, a person can be in misery, a terrible sickness, virus. Once you die, that virus is over. But now the real life starts. And we all worried of the viruses of the body. Our reality is not our body. Our reality is what Allah Ta'ala created first, our ruh. Allah created all the ruhs from Adam alayhi salam till the last person that is going to come. Allah created all the ruhs. Allah made Himself manifest in front of all of us. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah took a pledge from us at that time that Allah Ta'ala showed His countenance, Allah's beauty. If you just get a brilliant of an iota of the beauty of Allah, it is impossible not to fall in love with Allah. And it will be impossible to look at somebody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. One person came to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali. One woman came with parda and she was veiled. And she came with a complaint. She said, I want to talk to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali. It's very important. I have got a problem. So Hazrat said, allow her with a veil, her parda on. When she came in with a parda on, then she said that, Hazrat, I have got a complaint. If I have to lift my veil up, and you have to see how beautiful I am, then you'll be shocked to hear that my husband still wants to take another wife. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali heard this and he fell unconscious. She also got scared, the murids got scared. When he came back to his senses, they asked him, Hazrat, what happened? Hazrat said, if she says that she is so beautiful, and her husband is still looking at somebody else, then her creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, how beautiful is Allah, and we looking at everybody else, and we looking at the artificial beauties of this world. When we just get an iota, a brilliant of a brilliant of a brilliant of an iota of the beauty of Allah, which we all have witnessed in Alam-e-Arwah, but Allah knows, Allah has created us. وَقُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are so weak, like I said, we forget our daily chores. Allah knows when Allah is going to send us in this world and give us all His ni'mat to recognize Allah. That who has given me life? That time we were like ants, our soul. Allah put this soul into the body so we can appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. The free oxygen we are enjoying. When we get the test of it, now we realize the value of oxygen. Now everybody wants to sell oxygen tanks, but that is not the solution. We have to realize that Allah has put this body, the soul into this body to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. Firstly, the ni'mat of life. And how to appreciate the ni'mat of life? To recognize, La ilaha illallah. There is nobody for me besides Allah. Wahu Allah, it is only Allah. Lahu alhamdu fil ula wal akhirah. It all praises can only belong to Allah. Allah is our Khaliq. Allah is Khallaqi Azeem. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah didn't just create and say, look after yourself. Allah is taking care of every creation of His, every split moment. And even us, Allah is taking care of us. But sadly, like your mother takes care of you, she's so concerned about you, and you don't even show her appreciation, you don't even smile at her, you don't look at her with love, and you become disobedient. What people will say? This is a delinquent, this is a bad child. We, Allahu Akbar, Allah is not our Amma, Allah is our Rabbah. Allah knows, إِنَّهُ وَأَذْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Allah says, forget me taking care of your body and your soul, I got control of your emotions also. You don't just smile on your own, you don't cry on your own. Allah makes you cry, Allah makes you laugh. If you appreciate that Allah gave you life, Allah will make you smile. And Allah will give you such happiness in your heart that the people cannot snatch it away. The whole world can try and snatch it away. And on the other hand, when you disobey Allah, Allah will make you cry. The whole world can try and save you. They will never be able to save you. So we have to realize, myself, first of all, that as I was mentioning, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to realize, now his ummah do want to listen. And a person who doesn't recognize Allah, then he is not a benefit in the world, he is a disaster in the world. So Nuh alayhi salam made dua, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُذِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Oh Allah, if that is the case, don't leave one kafir soul on the face of the earth. Because they will cause fitna and fasad, evil and corruption. And we are saying save lives. We don't have to save life, we have to make our lives valuable. And when your life will become valuable, when we know why Allah gave us life. Allah didn't give us life to pass life. Allah gave us life to come in the world, appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, recognize Allah, and become the friend of Allah. The greatest gift that any person can get is to become the friend of Allah. Once you become the friend of Allah, agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri. Asma mera, zami meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, everything will be mine. If Allah is not ours, you can be the Imam of the Haram, you can be whoever. You can have big, big titles, you can be a billionaire in the world. You can't have 1 minute of sleep. People are buying sleeping tablets, they can't get sleep. People are going for injections, they can't get sleep. And finally, what they think? That this is a miserable world. And they take their life away. Our Dada Sheikh, and this is what I want to come to, time is almost up. That Allah has sent the friends of Allah to teach us and remind us. Allah gave us life to recognize Allah, to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you realize, our Dada Sheikh says, did you ever hear a wali of Allah, no matter what conditions he's going through, he can be sick, he can have financial problem, but you'll never ever hear a friend of Allah committing suicide. And those who don't know about Allah, they think that if I commit suicide, that's the end of my story. Hazrat says, when you go into the qabr, which is the beginning of our real life, when you see the misery there, how are you going to run back? We can't run back, so it's now time to make our life. And we can't make enough shukr. Today, as I was mentioning, with all this technology, you hear about webinars and dustnas and all this big artificial foolish type of all to discuss this matter and that matter and pay such a price. This is such a seminar, respected elders and friends, which you can, your whole world put together. You can live millions of lives, you can't pay for 1 minute of this gathering. Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great wali of Allah, who wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah, inspired by Allah, beautifully he mentioned, Yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better asad sala ta deriya. He said, 1 minute in the company of Allah, not even a minute, few seconds in the company of Allah, like a sahabi comes in the company of the greatest wali, the greatest personality on the earth, with an open heart, and he takes the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a rank he reads, that all the awliya of this world cannot reach the rank of the lowest sahabi. So 1 minute in the company of the friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala says, if the whole nation becomes murtad, no problem with that. One person becomes murtad, we'll create such a nation that they will love Allah, Allah will love them. And what is this? That when you get the company of the friend of Allah, the greatest gift you will get is the love of Allah. One drop of that love of Allah Rabbul Izzat will solve all our problems. Today we're living in such a phobia, every small thing makes us scared. The virus has created such panic in the world. And without the friends of Allah, we are totally lost. Look at our Honorable Sheikh, how beautifully he has, to save the Ummah, how he has taken us out of the sphere. That when a person lives in fear, 50% of your problems is enhanced. Now you are psychologically totally overtaken, and now you see people in different, even the people in the work of deen, one virus Allah has sent, we living such a fearful life that don't go to the masjid. You must wear your mask, you must. What Allah has given us, Allah has sent us in this world, what all tests, what halat that's going to come, Allah sends the halat and Allah gives us the protection from those halat. But we'll only get the protection when we come to the man of Allah who will teach us. And Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illal muttaqoon. Remember, the friends of Allah are only those people who have got taqwa in their heart. That person who realized, Allah gave me my life. Allah is giving me oxygen every split moment. Allah is giving me free of charge to walk on the earth. The beautiful skies, all the unlimited bounties, which millions of lives we can't make shukr to one small bounty of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this life, and if a person to fear Allah, not like how we fear a tyrant ruler, not like how we fear the government, and the police, etc. Fear Allah in the love of Allah. That Allah gave me life. Allah is sustaining me. Allah is nourishing me. And Allah is doing all this so that I build my contact. And when I go to my real life, Allah Ta'ala is going to make Himself manifest in front of us. And like Allah has mentioned, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ. When you realize the greatness of Allah, and only one fear comes in your heart, the fear of disobeying Allah, then you will be having two jannahs already. From the many tafsirs, Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, which I learned from my sheikh and our dada sheikh, that jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. One jannah you'll get in this world by just thinking of Allah. You'll be in the presence of Allah in this world already, like the friends of Allah. The world is in turmoil. They are in peace. Their hearts are at ease. They know my life is in Allah's control. Allah is written when I'm going to go. No virus can take me. No bullet can take me. The whole world, government can try and take me. Nobody can take me away. Only when Allah Ta'ala has decreed. Hazrat Mawlana, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, when he was charged for treason by the British, and he was called up to the High Court, and the judge is telling him, you charged for treason, we're going to hang you up. He says, my life is not in your control. I have got my coffin under my armpit. When Allah has decreed, I have got my coffin ready. These are the friends of Allah, and Allah says, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true pious servants, which means Allah will keep them till the last when Allah wants to destroy the world. So we have to look for the friends of Allah. Whoever our heart takes to, connect to one friend of Allah sincerely, and then they will, today we want the prescription for this medicine, for this virus. People are buying, you don't even have the disease, you're buying all the tablets out, and then you're taking it unnecessary. The real prescription of the heart. We have got billions of spiritual disease, I'm talking of myself. We all have to see our own condition. Nobody is worried to go buy that prescription. That's supposed to be the most expensive prescription, but it has been given out free of charge. And where you will get it, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah, listen attentively, we'll try and end off now. La khawfun ala inna awliya Allah. Listen attentively, open your ears and listen. Inna awliya Allah, verily the friends of Allah, la khawfun alayhim. They have no fear whatsoever. No fear of anything, of the loss of the dunya or anything. Only fear they got, we mustn't disobey Allah and we mustn't leave this world without iman. These are the only two fears they have got which takes away all other fears from your heart. You won't be scared of any person. You won't be scared of any police force, any government, any law that contradicts the law of my Allah. I will not follow that law. I follow the law of Allah. So Allah says, when you have this in your heart, now you fear Allah out of Allah's greatness. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you won't have fear, you'll have khashyat. The greatness of Allah will penetrate the heart, because Allah's love is there. La khawfun alayhim, wa lahum yahzanun. They don't grieve, if I die, what's going to happen to my daughters? What's going to happen to my children? We heard earlier also, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 9 daughters. He was on his now last moment. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, the Khalifa of the time, tells him that I want to give you some stipends, allowance, pension from the Baytul Mal. He says, I don't need it. You see, I'm on my way out. He says, but you got 9 daughters, that's what I want to give you. He says, don't worry of them, I have taught them Surah Waqia. They know they must read the Surah Waqia, and not to save from poverty, to be connected to Allah. We don't teach our children Surah Waqia. We're putting them in environments where their iman is being snatched away. From the Montessori advertisement, from 3 months they'll take away our children. And we are paying a price to snatch away the iman of our own children. Is this love? Love is when we come in the company of the friends of Allah. We learn about Allah. When Allah's love comes in the heart, then we will know. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the greatest thing is to love for Allah, to hate for Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. I'll just end off quickly. There was time, we had to explain each one in detail. But let me give this prescription out, which our Dada Sheikh used to over and over, every majlis, he used to give out this prescription. That everybody wants a prescription for corona, and everybody wants a prescription and buying the medicine before time. What we really need, Hazrat says, you're supposed to be begging for it. You don't want it, but let me tell you, because you need it. Hazrat used to give the prescription to become the friend of Allah. How to be, and this is this majlis of Islam. We have come here to learn how to become the friends of Allah. We have to beg Allah, and Allah didn't say you have to be a hafiz, you have to be a alim. You don't need to have any degrees. All you have to do, the prescription, Allah says first, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be what my pious servants, just be with them. Allah's rahmat will be descending. You'll also become my friend. So Hazrat used to give the prescription, and he says 5 things the wali of Allah will tell you. One is sohbati awliya. Keep firm on the company of the friends of Allah. The true friends of Allah. Keep company with one friend of Allah for the pleasure of Allah. Then see, all the fears will disappear. You won't be confused. Like people say, be confused. Unnecessary shaitan puts in your mind. The ulama have ikhtilaf. No, you have your sheikh, he will guide you. You have your one pious mufti, he will guide you. So, sohbati awliya Allah. And from the sohbati awliya Allah, they will teach us about Allah. Now you'll want to know how to connect with Allah. They will teach you zikrullah ki mudawamat. Daily take out time to make zikr of Allah. How much zikr did I make? Did I make my zikr of at least 100 times? La ilaha illallah today. My zikr of Allah, Allah. Zikrullah ki mudawamat. And sunnat ki muwazabat. A friend of Allah can only be a friend if he's walking according to the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today even in zikr, there are backgrounds of music. That is not zikr. That is not according to the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So like our Dada Sheikh used to say, our tasawuf is min hajin nabuwa, according to the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the command of Allah. So get connected to the righteous, pious awliya Allah. Make our zikr regularly. Follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wherever we go in the world. Our Dada Sheikh used to say, jahan bhi mein rahu, jis jagah mein bhi rahu, sunnat ki paaband rahu, aur taqwa salamat rahe. Wherever I go, I must be according to sunnat and have taqwa in my heart. And then the gunah se mubah, gunah se muhafazat. Now save yourself from the negative factors. Save yourself from bad company, from getting involved in sin, the cell phone, etc. And not only that, save yourself, asbab-e-gunah se mubaadat. That stay very far away from those things that will take you towards guna. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq to take this prescription myself personally and see this prescription will take away our bodily diseases and most important our spiritual diseases and we'll be looking forward to the real Jannat where we will meet Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.